News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Three people taken to hospital yesterday following that very disturbing stabbing episode, because it wasn't a single incident in Stonybatter in North Dublin. Gardaí have arrested a man. It does appear to have been a random attack. News Talk's Andrew Louth was at the scene of the incident yesterday. He's with us now in studio. Andrew, what more do we know about the incident?
Well, Jonathan, between around 2:30 and 3:00 yesterday afternoon, Gardaí started receiving alarmed calls from the public about a man attacking others in the Stonybatter area, which was described to me as chaotic. So when I got there yesterday at around 3:45, there were three scenes sealed off in close proximity at the Oxmantown Road, very close to the North Circular Road, as well as Carnew Street and Niles Street. And three men aged in their 20s and 40s were injured and they were stabbed, as you highlighted there. Two of those men were treated for serious but non-life-threatening injuries, and a third man was being treated for what Gardaí described as less serious injuries. And two of the victims, I understand, were attacked as they were making their way home, and a third was struck at his home. And residents had been told at around 3:00 by Gardaí at the scene to return to their homes and to stay there before they arrested a man in his 20s on nearby Manor Street. And he continues to be questioned this morning in a Garda station in the north side of the city. But Gardaí still appealing for witnesses. They were carrying out door-to-door inquiries very early on, looking for people who might have had phone or doorbell footage. And Gardaí also believed the suspect acted alone and that they're maintaining a visible presence in the area.
What is particularly concerning is that these individuals who were the victims were random. There was no connection between them whatsoever. And what have locals been telling you?
Well, I was out with locals yesterday, Jonathan, and the word of the day was horrific. And one woman said that she could hear screams from the street over as she was walking back to her home, while another one said that she saw the third man who was injured at his home and saying that he was holding his neck while trying to look for help. And one man said that him and his housemate didn't hear anything while the attacks were taking place, but that they heard what was told to me as two Garda cars initially, which they didn't pay much heed to at the time. But then shortly afterwards, they heard about seven more emergency service vehicles in quick succession, which obviously then alarmed them. And there was one conversation I overheard, Jonathan, between a Garda and a woman, which I thought was very chilling. And the woman was walking towards where the cordon was on the Oxmantown Road as you go towards the North Circular Road in the city. And the Garda, one of the Gardaí that were there, told her that the road was closed, and he directed her a different route to get onto the North Circular Road. She then asked the Garda, is it safe? And it really shows the heightened level of concern and worry that was among local residents in the area, Jonathan.
What was just alarming about this was inevitably people would be drawn to the noise, i.e. the sirens and the screaming, and they were inadvertently putting themselves in harm's way while this individual was still on the loose.
This is it, Jonathan. And as I say to you, Gardaí got there very quickly. And that was one thing that some residents were saying to me, that those who did hear or see things happening, Gardaí were very quick on the scene. So there was obviously a lot of phone calls going into to the Gardaí to get down there as soon as they could. And inadvertently, you know, they hear commotion outside. One of the first things you do is go out and check what's going on. Just, I think it's a natural human instinct. But Gardaí, when they got there, telling all residents to go into their homes until it was safe to do so. And if you go back to what I said earlier about the woman and that interaction between the woman and the Garda, and she's still asking, is it safe? At that stage, Gardaí had declared that there was no immediate threat to public concern, and the man had been arrested at that stage.
Yeah, no ongoing risk was something they put out quite early once that individual was in custody. News Talk's Andrew Louth, thank you very much for that.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.